vegan leader, real peace giver.
Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nos programas ofrecen plusieurs langues. Veuillez visiter suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nuestros programas ofrecen varios idiomas. Visiten suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nossos programas oferecen varios idiomas. Acesse suprememastertv.com/schedule.
The parents, the law, the society have to do this. We cannot do everything.
Yes.
This is what we are doing. We're speaking openly so that the world may wake up. Okay? And the parents may pay attention to the children's stories.
Please keep watching to find out more.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Today's episode will be presented in English with subtitles in Arabic, Alexis, also known as Vietnamese, Bulgarian, Chinese, Czech, English, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Japanese, Korean, Malay, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Romanian, Russian, Spanish, Telugu, and Thai. I am Willa Willina means, how are you doing? In Nizga, the language spoken by the Nizga First Nation. My name is Anamiki. The noble people of the Nizga First Nation praise you for respecting all animal lives by choosing the plant-based diet. The Nizga First Nation is located in northwestern British Columbia, Canada. It spans a region stretching from the mighty Nass River to the snow-capped Hazelton Mountains. The land of these self-governing people is a breathtaking natural setting of crystal-clear waters, lush meadows, ancient forests, and sheltering mountains. The Nizga population numbers approximately 7,000. According to Nizga legend, they are among the first indigenous people to live in British Columbia, having arrived before there was light in the world. Their people belong to four groups: the raven, orca, wolf, and eagle. These groups were originally designated by the Chief of Heaven to represent the Nizga people, with a lineage that is inherited through the mother. The Nizga Nation preserves its culture through oral stories and legends known as Etowah. These range from the legend of creation to tales that are specific to each family. The Nizga art of totem poles and masks, music and dance, all symbolize their deep respect for nature and the land, and their nation's valuable heritage. Today's Nizga government is also conducted according to the nation's original philosophy. Its motto reads, "One heart, one path, one nation." We were pleased to briefly share a glimpse of the extraordinary Nizga First Nation with you, charming viewers. May you live in peaceful harmony with nature for the bliss and freedom of your soul. For decades, Supreme Master Qinghai has illuminated our world with her divine teachings. A fully enlightened master, she imparts the Kuan Yin method of meditation to those desiring to immediately discover the God nature within, to achieve in one lifetime eternal liberation from the cycle of transmigration. The Kuan Yin method has been practiced by all enlightened masters, such as the worshipped World Honored One, Shakyamuni Buddha, the worshipped Son of God, Jesus Christ, the venerated master and philosopher, Confucius, the venerated Lord Krishna, the venerated master and philosopher, Lao Tzu, the venerated Lord Mahavira, the beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, Sri Guru Nanak Dev Ji, and many more. Supreme Master Ching Hai emphasizes that if we always remember God, render selfless service to others, and follow the laws of the universe, we will reach our highest potential as humans and truly understand our purpose on Earth. An extraordinary living example of compassion, she lovingly and regularly sends material and financial assistance to refugees, the homeless, natural disaster victims, and others needing relief. Supreme Master Ching Hai respectfully thanks all special individuals, organizations, leaders, and governments for all your genuine, loving, ongoing support. May heaven bless you forevermore. We, the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association members, are also sincerely grateful for your expressive kindness, wishing you the best. Supreme Master Ching Hai receives love and recognition from various organizations, media, governments, individuals, and many awards, such as the 2006 Guzi Peace Prize, considered the Nobel Peace Prize of the East, the World Spiritual Leadership Award in 1994, the Mahavira Award in 2008, February 22nd and October 25th, both proclaimed as the Supreme Master Ching Hai Day, an honorary citizen of the United States, etc., and has been honored throughout the years with numerous other awards and accolades for her outstanding philanthropic and humanitarian deeds. Etc. We apologize for not being able to show many other awards and honors for lack of space and time. Supreme Master Ching Hai respectfully thanks all special individuals, organizations, leaders, and governments for all your genuine, loving, ongoing support. May heaven bless you forevermore. We, the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association members, are also sincerely grateful for your expressive kindness, wishing you the best. A true voice for our beautiful animal friends, Supreme Master Qinghai promotes the peaceful, loving, plant-based diet and envisions, with humanity's awakening to the sacredness of all life, a tranquil and glorious all-vegan world where animals and people live in respectful harmony. Her initiatives included alternative living flyer distribution, the international vegan restaurants Loving Hut, vegan food companies, vegan fur products, Supreme Master Television, as well as writing and speaking to influential government and media leaders, participating in televised conferences on climate change, etc. Whether we are aware of it or not, her efforts have had an enormous influence on global awareness of the animal-friendly lifestyle and how this benevolent way can bring lasting peace among nations while saving our planet from climate change and disasters. Supreme Master Qinghai has traveled worldwide and held discourses with the public and her disciples on a variety of spiritual topics. In another conference on Sunday, June 6, 2021, our most beloved Supreme Master Qinghai spent precious time to share her love and wisdom, answering some questions that members had on various topics. Today, we are blessed to present the insightful conference entitled Moving Towards a More Conscientious World, Part 6 of 9, on Between Master and Disciples, given in English on June 6, 2021.
A priest, you're above the law, above the president, above the king, above the queen, above the prince, above everybody.
Yes, Master.
Most powerful person in the world. Then you can do all the evil deeds. And these are servants of Satan, not God. Do you see clearly or not?
Yes, Master.
If nobody can see this, then they're all blind, deaf and dumb. Or maybe they see it, but they're accomplices together, having a benefit from each other, that's why.
Yes, Master.
Maybe benefit for voting, and the other one benefit for, I don't know, more power.
Scared of their reputation, Master.
Yeah, reputation, so they have more power. Huh? They can control, and they're more better business or whatever. Maybe they're all in bed together. Huh? Whoever supports this, or doesn't do anything about it, or turns the blind eye to it, they're all in it together. They're all in bed together. You hear what I'm saying?
Yes, Master.
I'm not afraid to say that. Even if I'm afraid, I still say that. Maybe I'm afraid of them, but I'm not afraid to say that.
Yes, Master.
Of course, everyone will be afraid they are powerful, okay? But that doesn't mean if you're afraid, you don't do.
Yes, Master.
A hero, it doesn't mean he's not afraid to do it, but he does it because he should.
Yes, Master.
In my opinion, if you are not afraid and you do it, then I don't think it's much value anyway, okay? Like if you give out something that you don't want or you don't need or is surplus to you, it's not as if you give all you have when you don't have much.
Yes.
Just like in the church when Jesus was alive, the woman gave only one penny that she earned extra, worked extra to offer the money for the church to light the lamp.
Yes, Master.
Or something. She offered very little money anyway, only one penny or something. But Jesus said, this woman's offering has more value than all those rich people. before her. Remember?
Yes, Master.
I don't say the exact word, but it's more or less like that. Because she gets all she has with all her heart, all her faith, and all her reverence for the Lord. And the other people, maybe they have some reverence and faith, but they can afford it.
Yes, Master.
Whatever they give, they still have a lot more. That's the difference. Just like in the Buddha, a story I told you also, that the two beggars, the couple, they have only one piece of cloth to cover themselves, and they have to take turns to go out because only one piece of cloth. But then because of the reverence and love for the Buddha and belief in his teaching, they gave the only one piece of cloth that they had and then prepared to die of hunger inside their little hut and their dwelling. So the Buddha took it and he was touched because he knows the sincerity of this couple, that they're willing to give up their life just to show this reverence for the Buddha and to show the belief in his teaching. The Buddha immediately wanted to take the cloth. Even before the monk explained anything, he wanted that cloth. The dirty, filthy rag, not a piece of cloth even, just a rag. And he wanted it. And he took it silent and he understood in his heart and was very touched. After that, after everybody knew about that story, the king and the queen were so frightened. Like, my God, these two people cannot die like that of hunger because they don't have the cloth to go out to beg, you see, that piece of rag. So they immediately took out their jewelry, their beautiful clothes, and told them to bring it to the beggar couple. Remember that story?
Yes, Master.
If you do good deeds, most often you have it rewarded very soon or immediately also sometime. Otherwise, it will come later as a fruit of your goodness. Okay, we don't do good things for any reward anyway, especially me, because I don't have any reward. I just have karma. The more I do good for the world, the more karma I have. Yeah.
Yes, so
it's not for reward that I do anything. And for you guys also, you do it unconditionally, okay?
Yes, Master.
If you have any reward, it's good. The reward is the work in itself that we're able to do it. And we're deemed fit to be entrusted with this kind of noble work.
Yes, Master.
Otherwise, we don't need any more reward. As long as we have peace and some place to stay to work together, that is good enough already. How many people have less than what we have? You know, right?
Yes, Master.
Millions. Okay, any other things you want to say, comment or question, anything? Please, go ahead.
Master, in the past, over 1,000 years ago, they used to choose the kings by the bloodlines.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the royal sacred bloodlines, even going back into the times of Jesus. And then after some time, the Holy Roman Church took over. So that stopped, and they ended up changing the system so that the Holy Roman Church would choose the kings, and the kings would be under the power of the church.
Mm-hmm.
And around that same time, the church seemed to also have these inquisitions where they would seek out and hunt out the so-called heresies and the Gnostic, you know, groups like the Cathars and the Essenes. And there were these horrible inquisitions where it seems that the groups who were truly in touch with God and had inner knowing and teachings and practice were destroyed.
Yes. Witch hunt. Yeah.
Yes. I just want to ask if somehow back then the church was infiltrated by Satan, and then even nowadays behind the scenes there's the darkness controlling, and where we still see these problems today with the children.
Yeah. What do you think?
That's what I think.
The deeds speak louder than my words. Their deeds, their actions, is obvious to you, no?
Yes, Master.
No one who believes in God deeply and truly would do this kind of wicked, evil deed to the children.
No.
So you can see the opposite is true. So they're working for Satan.
Yes, Master.
There's no need to have psychic power to see it.
Yes.
If you don't work like for God or with God or God-like, then you work for Satan in the opposite way, completely opposite of what Jesus taught.
Yes.
Jesus loved the children and protected them. He even requested the people, please suffer, let the children come to me. Like, don't refuse them, because there is the kingdom of God.
Yes.
They're innocent. And he said even that, except you become a child, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. Meaning, we have to be innocent like children, pure, purified. So the children are the purity, are angels-like. So anyone who touches the children, harms them in any way, they are Satan, they're evil. They're the opposite of Jesus' teaching and the Lord's intention.
Yes.
There's no need to do anything else to understand. This is very clear.
Yes.
So if they do the opposite of what Jesus taught, then they are Satan. Okay? They're servant of Satan. And they're supposed to be treated according to the law of that nation.
Yes.
Any nation is the same. You cannot harm the children in any way. It's not just in America. Every country has this law to protect the children.
Yes.
And this doesn't have to do anything with the church or Jesus' teaching even. Even the common law. Oh my God, I'm just too angry. I can't even talk very well. I forgot my words. I forgot. I wish I had somebody... ghostwriting and put the prompter in front of me. I don't have those things. I can't even photograph myself today for you. Never mind. Keep moving all the time. I'm exhausted, okay?
Yes, Master.
And every time I have to rearrange everything all myself. I just don't have enough strength and inspiration, okay?
Yes, Master.
Many times before I could, but this time I just cannot. Some situation different. And I was just happy that I had internet even. The other day there was no internet.
Yes, Master.
All right. Every day I'm happy wherever I go if I have internet. I'm grateful already to work and have a functioning phone so that I can talk to you at least.
Yes, Master.
And we have to be happy with that for now. Many things I cannot tell you. Many things I cannot tell you so that you don't know why I'm tired or busy, or where I am and all that. Okay, huh?
Okay,
I wish I could. I wish I could tell you many more things. But it's not necessary for you to know. Not necessary. It's not only the Supreme Master television work that I have to do.
Yes, Master.
Yeah, apart from meditation intensively also. That takes some time. And many other things that I have to do. I can't tell you. Even now... somebody even wants me to do an outside job and all that. I can't do it right now. I'm still in retreat. Okay, good. Any more, love? It's good that you talk. You tell me your opinion and you come and you talk, okay? Not just me talking.
Master?
Yeah.
How can we help the children beside praying for them?
The parents, the law, the society have to do this. We cannot do everything.
Yes.
This is what we are doing. We're speaking openly so that the world may wake up, okay? And the parents may pay attention to the children's stories. Not that when they say something about the priest and then the parents won't believe them or scold them and keep them silent and getting abused more and more all the time until they die or disappear mysteriously. I'm risking my safety to say all this on air. This is how we have already. Do you understand?
Yes, Master.
Because this will reach the whole world.
Yes, Master.
And that's why it's also risky for me. It's too open. But what else can I do? I cannot ignore it. I cannot just keep silent.
Yes, Master.
I want to protect my life so that I can do the work that I'm doing. Even then, not without risk.
Yes, Master.
That's why if I don't tell you where I am, what I do, please understand, okay?
Yes, Master.
I don't have anyone to protect me, because if I do, they will also disturb my peace.
Yes.
They might stay around and then wishing to see me or sneaking around, and that makes me more nervous.
Yes, Master.
I have learned to keep to myself. It's safer than to be with others, because sometimes I cannot trust not everyone, okay?
Delightful viewers, we appreciate your company for today's episode entitled Moving Towards a More Conscientious World, Part 6 of 9, on Between Master and Disciples. Coming up next is Christ the Incarnate Word, from Thoughts in Solitude by the Reverend Thomas Merton, Vegetarian, Part 2 of 2, on Words of Wisdom. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more positive programming. May the great giver of life bless all kind-hearted people, such as yourselves, with happiness and tranquility.
Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule and suprememastertv.com/BMD.
Vegan. For the God chosen.